Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 107. Today is May 29th, 2012. Today's topic, a realization while on vacation in New York City. I'm writing this in New York City, almost 3,000 miles from my home in San Francisco Bay Area. My wife, Shelley, took me here for a week to celebrate my 75th birthday. I had planned to skip my blog post this week. I think I've only missed one post in the last 3 years. But I decided to share some insights I've had as I've walked miles every day seeing sights I haven't seen for over 10 years. Now, over a year ago, I wrote a post about moods, asking you what you thought a mood was. The response of over 85 replies was the highest of any post I've ever written. You can find that at mortylefkoe.com/moods. What is a mood? I'm now pretty sure that emotions result primarily from the meaning we give specific events. Moods, on the other hand, are feelings that result from the meaning you give to several prior meanings. Here's what I mean. An event happens that has no inherent meaning. We give it a meaning, which usually results in a feeling. If that happens repeatedly, we're likely to give a meaning to the prior meanings and feelings. That new meaning and feeling is a mood. Let me make that real with a specific example. Imagine that a loved one misunderstands something you said and gets annoyed at you. Her annoyance has no inherent meaning. But if it occurs for us as, if she really loved me, she would understand, then you will feel unloved. This is a single example of how an event can occur for you and how that meaning can cause a feeling. Now remember, the important thing about our meanings, our recurrings, is that they seem real. In other words, a meaning that exists only in our mind seems to exist in the world as a fact. Now let's assume that you don't realize what just happened and you don't dissolve your recurring. As a result, you continue to feel not understood and unloved. Later that day or the next day, that same loved one says something that occurs to you as, her behavior was very inconsiderate. If she really cared about me, she wouldn't have done that. So again, your recurring makes you feel not understood and unloved. It's possible to notice that you've given a meaningless event a meaning, which has caused an unpleasant feeling, and then dissolve the meaning and the feeling. But very few people distinguish between their recurrings and reality, and even fewer know how to dissolve their recurrings. So now you have a second meaning you think is true and another unpleasant feeling. Let's assume that happened several times in a short period of time. It's now possible for you to give a meaning to the group of individual meanings. My loved one doesn't care about me. A meaning that makes you feel sad. At which point you find yourself in a sad mood for several days, having no idea where that mood came from. The mood is the result of giving meaning to several prior meanings. I'm not sure yet how to eliminate a mood once it started, but it is possible to learn how to recognize your recurrings as they happen and dissolve them on the spot. If you do that on a regular basis, you won't have any unresolved occurrings to give meaning to that produce moods. I'm going to ruminate on this for a while. I'll let you know what else I come up with in the next few weeks. If you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at mortylefkoe.com. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Moreover, if you would like information about having a certified Lefkoe Method facilitator help you eliminate any specific problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. Have a great week. See you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.